Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 5, we were talking about the many different ways that people desire to worship the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You know, we worship God in spirit and in truth. We worship Him in the beauty of holiness. To worship God in spirit means to worship Him through spiritual communion. That is, my spirit in communion with God through the Word of God. It's not some ecstatic feeling. Worship is not accomplished through dancing, jumping, or swaying to the rhythm of a catchy tune in an effort to make ourselves feel worshipful. It's not achieved through merely singing a hymn or praying a prayer in public. Worshiping God in spirit entails a heart attitude of reverence that flows forth from our own heart, especially as we obey Him. I find it interesting today that we have a lot of our fundamental Bible believers that live in camps. You say, what do you mean? Well, they have their group and they have their standards. You know, for many years I've spoken against the rock and roll music, the religious rock music that is mistakenly called CCM. Now, those people have labeled it Christian contemporary music. All it is religious rock music. And there are many that have an argument as to whether or not it's actually music. And so we know that I've said that, and people say you can't win them without it. You can't win young people without it today. My friend, someone has said what you win them with is what you win them to. Now, we're trying to lead people to Christ. We're not out to win people. We're out to change them. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. My friend, we're not out to win anybody. We're out to change them, allowing the Holy Spirit to use us as vehicles to present His message. And as the messengers of God, we give His word in its purity, calling men to repentance. And it changes them. It changes them. It gives them a new heart. You know, I've told some of my friends that I love the old hymns, Amazing Grace. A mighty fortress is our God. How great thou art. And on we could go with some of the great hymns of the faith. But those hymns don't win anybody. Now, those hymns have been very helpful for me when I was in some of the darkest days of my life. Those hymns were just a comfort to my heart. But my friend, that doesn't win people. It's the preaching of the gospel that brings them to Christ. It's the preaching of the word. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, it's through the foolishness of preaching. What the problem today is, there are preachers, evangelists, pastors, teachers, what have you, that don't want to pay the price of separation from worldliness. They don't want to pay the price of fasting and watching, where they stay up nights just to give themselves to prayer and weep over lost souls and name them by name, and that they're willing to give up the things of this life for the things of God. That they will not hold anything as precious above God. And so, therefore, what do? They hold on to those things, and then they have to seek other terms to try to build their following so that they have an offering that maintains that style of living they want. But they do it in the name of the religion, and they're very religious. not righteous, but very religious. And that is so wrong. That is so wrong. And so I find that many times we get in our own little camps, and we exalt our camps above the Word of God and above the Lord. For an example, fundamentalists believe that a woman should dress modestly. So here's a lady in her low-cut top and her short shorts on, and she's walking around, and she belongs in another fundamental camp. And boy, the ones in the other fundamental camps, boy, they jump all over. They condemn it and so forth. But then one of the teenage girls or one of the young wives in their own camp, it happens in their life, but boy, the preacher that's involved there is one of their big names. So now they take it easy. Well, you know, their music isn't really that bad. Well, I know that they are just on the edge there, but hey, we got to love them. Hey, I know they're new evangelical, but they're the ones that write the books. You know, we can't trust the Holy Spirit to teach us His Word. We've got to read their books so that we'll know whether or not we feel good about ourselves and how to run a church. Instead of letting the Bible tell us how to run the church, we're letting these new evangelical people tell us how to run church, how to counsel people, instead of letting the Word of God do it. And so we have a day in which people are calling themselves fundamentals. There's a day when a fundamentalist was somebody who was fundamental. Today, the term fundamentalist just refers to a group, an organization that might be conservative more so than another, but when they're willing to sacrifice those fundamentals because someone in their group is doing something, they're not fundamental. How often do we see things like that going on? And it is a shame. To worship the Lord in truth involves both sincerity and fidelity to His Word. You know, there's a group today that they have contemplative meditation and things of that nature. They give other names to it as well. But you get by yourself and you sit in a room somewhere and you just empty your mind and just sit there. Don't think on anything. And let God fill your mind. But you don't think on the Word of God. Listen, if you don't meditate into the Word of God, this contemplative meditation is religious, but fully 100% of Satan, and he rejoices any time someone who names the name of Christ follows that pattern. So just understand, you're pleasing the God of this world, but you're not pleasing the God of gods when you do something like that. You know, the children of Israel, they were often guilty of maintaining some type of an outward fidelity to the commandments of God. And yet inwardly, they were rebelling against the Lord. I think of King Saul. Hey, I'm sacrificing before I go to war with the Philistines. Yes, King Saul, but that's not your job. That's the priest's job. Hey, I did everything the Lord told me, King Saul said in 1 Samuel 15. I've killed all the Amalekites, and I've destroyed their things. And then Samuel says, what's this bleating of the sheep I hear? And you got their king right here with you. Well, you know, that's because we wanted to offer a sacrifice unto God, kind of like the children of Israel in the wilderness that made the golden calf. They were doing it unto Jehovah, but they had no idea, perhaps, that they were actually just living in their flesh and worshiping in their flesh, and it made them feel good to take their clothes off and to dance and to drink and to do it in the name of God. It made them feel religious. My wife goes to a hairdresser from time to time, and she goes to one of these contemporary churches, and she likes the fact that they have an early Saturday evening service. You know, something like about 5 to 6 or 5 to 7. That way, she can go down to the bar afterwards and be with their friends. Now, I'm not making that up. That's something that she said, and their friends can sit there and all that. I think there was a month there where the church canceled the Saturday night services and just had the Sunday morning service. They thought that was terrible because it's hard to get up after you've been at the bar half the night, you know. And so you wonder about that, and yet they think we're legalists because we have a problem with that attitude. Okay. Well, see, that's what's going in. Truth. And Jesus said, thy word is truth, John 17:17. The 119th Psalm were over and over just instructed to meditate in the word, to think on his word. That's a very vital aspect of worship God. We're to worship God in the beauty of holiness, that is, in purity and separation from this world and the things of this world, anything that be contrary to the nature of God and his word and his will. So when you're rocking and rolling, but you're just using Jesus' words, but you're rocking and rolling like they do at the rock concerts or like the honky-tonks when it's a country music group, but hey, we like that music, it makes us feel good, you are going against the very holy nature of God. And it's not separated from the world. But by the way, that can even be true for those that like that good classical sound of music, maybe the operatic music. See, the devil's just at home in coattails as he is in blue jeans and beads. Okay? I mean, he's just as at home in tuxedos and coattails as he is in blue jeans and beads. So my friend, understand, that doesn't change. It's impossible to worship the Lord and then live in an unholy manner or use unholy means to worship God. Because true, God-honoring, biblical worship is completely isolated from anything that is offensive to the nature of God or anything that contradicts his will for his children. All true worship will be based and foundational in Jesus Christ and his word. For Jesus is the living word, and the Bible is the written word. So, my friend, if we're going to have true worship, you're saying, Pastor, you're saying that music is not a part of worship? Oh, yeah. It really is. If it's music that can no way be associated with the world, because God puts a difference between light and darkness. He's seven times brighter than the sun, Jesus, in his humanity when he's in that eternal reign. Jesus is trying to emphasize to us there's a difference between light and darkness. Why do we want gray? So that the world will accept us? Well, if you're neither cold nor hot and you're lukewarm, then you're spewed out of his mouth. And Jesus doesn't like the gray area. It's very filthy in the spiritual sense before God, although it may not be before man.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.